This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Montrose municipal judge heard more than 9 hours of testimony yesterday over an unhoused camp located at a local church. The United Methodist Church faces several code violations from the city for allowing a camp on their property last winter. A written ruling on the case is expected in the next week. Governor Jared Polis is condemning the tactics of federal ICE agents after a days-long confrontation between immigration officials and Durango locals. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Governor Jared Polis on Wednesday called ICE's lack of transparency and communication with local officials, quote, extremely maddening. The comments made on social media came after ICE agents detained a father and two children heading to school in Durango. Durango police say they attempted to do a welfare check on one of the minors and reunite the kids with their mother, but were not able to do so. ICE also issued a statement defending its approach and detentions on the ground there. They confirmed the father they picked up is a Colombian national and is now in detention. They didn't mention the fates of his kids, but say he was placed in a detention center that accommodates children in Texas. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Additionally, an elderly woman demonstrating in front of the ICE facility in Durango was injured. Video shows her being shoved to the ground by a federal agent. Law enforcement has been asked to investigate. There is more in the story at CPR.org. Lufthansa's massive A380 jet airline will return to Denver International Airport in 2026. The huge 509-seat airplane is the largest passenger aircraft in the world. It's been flying from Denver to Munich since April and notched nearly 350 trips for the season. The A380 departed DIA last Friday for the final time this year. This is CPR News in KRCC.